The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Got a great show planned for you today. The first hour is just me. I decided to dedicate the first hour to my observations about last night's State of the Union address by President Obama. During the second hour, we're going to have T.S. Wiley on the show, author of Lights Out, a fantastic book about the relationship of the photo period, carbohydrate consumption, and sleep. But we're going to be talking about something else that she's attributed with, and that is the development of the Wiley Protocol, which is a rhythmic HRT protocol that is fast becoming adopted by lots of HRT clinicians in the know. But first, I want to talk about what happened last night, or should I say what didn't happen last night that I expected to happen last night during the State of the Union addressed by President Obama. Now, I need to say this for those of you who may not have heard me say this before, that this is not a partisan issue. I feel that all politicians need to be held and made accountable for the campaign promises that they make and for the promises that they make in general. We tend to be a very short-memoried group when it comes to the promises of our politicians. They motivate us to vote for them. They motivate us to take action. They motivate us to believe that they intend to do the things that they say they're going to do. And they say these things with great great affirmation. They say, I'm going to do this. And I'm, and if you elect me president, I will do this. And if, as long as I'm president, I will get this done and send it up to the White House and I'll sign it. And none of these things ever happen. And then when asked why they don't happen, they point at this and that. And my attitude is this. If, in fact, the truth is that you can't get things done on Capitol Hill without the cooperation of other people, then you shouldn't make promises. For instance, let's say you needed help moving furniture this weekend. And you said, Carl, I need two people to come and help me move my furniture this weekend. I don't want to rent a truck until I know for sure I have two people. And I was wondering if you and another person can come and do this job. And I say, well, of course, I will be there and I will have the support of this other person and we will move your furniture. Go ahead, rent that truck. And then the morning that we're supposed to get the job done, I turn around and I either show up by myself or I just call it in. I say, you know what? I'm unable to help you. I'm unable to keep my promise because the other person who I intended to have help, that I needed their help, as you pointed out, I needed someone else to help me. They decided they didn't want to help me, so they are standing in my way from keeping my promise to you. Well, you'd be pretty pissed off at me, I have to believe, because you'd say, well, you know what, if you didn't know for sure that you could get it done, you shouldn't have said so. Now I went and rented the truck, I'm out the money, and the heck with you. And you would have every right to feel that way about me. Politicians make promises, all of them. I don't care who it is. I don't care, Democrat, Republican. They all make promises to let us think they're going to get things done on Capitol Hill that we want done. And then those things never come to fruition. In the case of President Obama, I can point out that during his initial campaign for change, he promised, and we played this clip on a Casual Friday show, he promised to get agricultural companies to label genetically modified foods, and his words, because American people deserve to know if their food has been genetically modified. He has never moved on that. He has got no traction on that. He's not even doing anything about it. He doesn't even talk about it anymore. He doesn't bring it up. made that promise, done with that deal, moved on, and now we hear him talking last night and making promises. Before I get into the issues I have with some of the promises that he made that relate to health, I want to tell you how my evening went. I generally go to sleep around 9 o'clock. Many of you know that. I decided to stay up late last night to prepare myself to pick apart all the things that President Obama was going to say about how to fix health care. I decided I'd get a pen and paper, and I had my DVR remote in my hand because I knew that when these sound bites came up, I was going to want to rewind them and write them down verbatim so that then I could write an article about it and even talk about it on the show. So I got prepared. I sat down in front of the TV, watched the end of, I believe, American Idol, and bingo, here it comes, and I'm all ready to go, and I'm watching, and I'm waiting. And I'm watching, and I'm waiting, and I'm listening, and I'm waiting, 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 and not until the 1 hour and 3 minute point, which now it's almost over. There's minutes left, maybe 10 minutes left. He says, President Obama says, I don't mean to be disrespectful. President Obama says that his plan is to correct the healthcare issue by including both private market companies as well as government agencies to handle and fund this insurance issue. I'm paraphrasing, okay? So now I'm like, okay, now he's going to address healthcare. This makes sense. It's the biggest issue that really plagues this country. He saved it for last. Everybody's going to wait. So I get my pen and I'm ready to write. I write down that little blob of information and I'm ready. Now he's going to give me the meat and potatoes. And he just moves on. I'm like, wait a minute. He's going to come back, right? Surely he's not going to not say a word about health care. And I sit there and wait and wait and wait. And sure enough, he doesn't say a word about healthcare. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. Am I an idiot? I mean, am I really, have I started to breathe my own ether and has my thinking been skewed to think that healthcare is really that big of an issue? Maybe it's not. So I decide, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get on the internet. I'm going to look for the 2012 budget projections, the U.S. government budget projections. And I find them. A lot of numbers, a lot of information. Granted, I don't read through everything, but I skim it. And here's what I discover. That healthcare lumped into health and human services is the number one line item on the budget, meaning it has the greatest financial amount assigned to it. Everything else is below that. For instance, President Obama got a raging applause when he said he was going to cut $500 billion from the defense budget by tightening this up and doing that and working closer with the military to do this and do that. And we're going to end up with a better army, a better navy, better Marine Corps, better everything. And we're going to save $500 billion. Oh, my God. Everybody stood up and applauded, right? Well, the defense budget is like three or four items down below the line item with healthcare in it. I'm like, okay, wait a minute. What's wrong with this picture? He's talking about that, but he's not talking about the 5,000 pound purple elephant in the room. He's not mentioning it at all. He doesn't give it any attention at all. What's this about? Okay. So I think to myself, well, either he forgot, which, you know, that's rhetorical. Obviously, he didn't forget. He has professionals working on his speech. They're writing his speech. They're talking about what to talk about. How are we going to motivate people? Here's what we have to talk about, President Obama. These are the top key issues. How did they miss healthcare? Or did they miss healthcare on purpose? Why didn't President Obama address healthcare in last night's address? This is going to be the subject of discussion here for the next little bit before we have T.S. Wiley on. So stay tuned. Sit tight. I promise I will not bore you, but this is really important information. In fact, I'm planning on releasing this portion of today's radio show as a separate file with no commercial breaks in it so that we can pass it around the internet, because in the spirit of Ross Perot, somebody needs to talk about this. I listened to the radio this morning on the way into the studio. Nobody's talking about this. It's almost like you're joking, right? No one picked up on this? One person did. Diane Reams on public radio, as an aside, mentioned when someone said something about health care. She spoke up and she said, well, he didn't even talk about health care last night, did he? That was it. That's all I've heard so far. Okay? So stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. We get carried away. We be starting a
family. It's a perfect time for magic tricks. No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance and enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Finally, a time-released energy tablet. No more shots or drinks filled with sugar. Atomic Tabs are here. Atomic Tabs are the only time-released, high-energy, chewable tablet available anywhere. Atomic Tabs have as much caffeine as a cup of coffee, combined with energy and focus-enhancing ingredients that will give you a long-lasting wave of energy with no jitters or crash. Energy comes on in 5 minutes after you chew it. Go to AtomicTabs.com, be one of the first 10,000 people to sign the mailing list, and get a free sample of Atomic Tabs. Go to AtomicTabs.com today. Chew your energy.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay. So for those of you who watched the State of the Union address last night, I have to believe that all of you were asking yourselves, gee, why wasn't there any discussion about health care? I mean, most people think health care is at least a problem. It hasn't fixed itself, to my knowledge. I know that we have lots of plans for health insurance coverage for people who cannot afford to get it on their own, which I think is admirable. You know, if you go to cover
coverageforall.org. I believe coverageforall.org is actually a foundation that is sponsored by or in some way affiliated with the American government's desire to have health insurance for everybody. And I'm all for health insurance for everybody. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I'm talking about here. But what I'm talking about is there's a problem with health care. No one is addressing it. No one is addressing it. The analogy I gave in a recent article is, remember that cartoon where the guy is in the boat and maybe it was a Tom and Jerry cartoon where the cat's in the boat, cats hate water, and the mouse pops a hole in the boat and the water's filling up the boat and the cat is feverishly bailing the boat, but the water coming into the boat is coming in at a much faster rate than the little can he has in his hand can bail. And so eventually he kind of just looks into the camera and accepts the inevitable and sinks. Boom, goes down underwater with the boat. Okay. Well, the boat is the United States. And the cat in the boat is the people. The people of this great country, and that ocean or a body of water that we're about to sink into is the healthcare debacle. There is no way for us to keep up with the increases in chronic disease in this country. No way. In fact, the CDC, this is the CDC numbers, they progress that healthcare total, this is all healthcare, including Medicaid, Medicare, and healthcare in general, is going to reach 30% of the gross domestic product by the year 2035. Now, don't forget, 2030 is when it's estimated that 50% of Americans will be obese. Now, what does that mean? That means that 50% of Americans will actually be impaired in one way, shape, or form. Because we know from the statistics from the Center for Disease Control that chronic disease follows obesity. And chronic diseases such as heart disease, stroke, cancer, diabetes, arthritis, these are obviously the most common. It's estimated by the CDC, okay, that 1.7 million people a year die from these chronic diseases. This is 70% of all the deaths in the USA related to chronic disease. Now, think about this. 1.7 million a year die because of chronic disease. 1.7 million people a year are also funneled through that healthcare system and are drowning us in healthcare costs because of avoidable disease. And I say that specifically, avoidable disease. Chronic disease is new. Do you realize that type 2 diabetes did not exist before the year 1920? And since then, it has grown so quickly that, you know, it's an industry of its own now. Okay, so every single year, 25 million people are either disabled or unable to carry out day-to-day tasks because of chronic disease. And it's also estimated by the CDC that one in two Americans right now at this minute have at least one chronic disease. And the number of people that have more than one chronic disease just goes up from there. So you have to ask yourself, we're trying to fix healthcare, right? And the boat is sinking. And we're trying to figure out how to come up with a bigger can to bail the boat. But nobody's asking the right questions. In life, it's all about asking the right questions. The right question to ask in conjunction with how to make the can bigger so we can bail more water in the interim is, can we find the leak and can we plug the hole? We are never, ever, ever going to beat this healthcare issue until we stop the ever-growing procession of people developing chronic illness. Now, keep in mind that healthcare, and I don't care who you are, healthcare poses the single greatest risk to this country, financially, socioeconomically,
I mean, you name it. A little bit later, we're going to have an Army recruiter on to tell you what his challenges are because of the current obesity epidemic. But obesity and chronic disease are the same thing. So when I talk about one, I'm talking about both, okay? This whole issue about chronic disease is going to destroy this country. I am not being an alarmist. I'm not being a zealot. I'm telling you for fact, it's going to destroy this country faster than terrorism or bailing out the banks or helping GM become the number. I don't care what it is. It's going to destroy this country, and here's why. Because President Obama last night spent a lot of time rallying people. He kept repeating that mantra that America is back. America is back. And what he means by that, that America is back, is that the people of America are back. He pointed towards the World War II era population and said, you know, when they went through World War II and, you know, and they came out of it strong and they made this country strong and they rolled up their sleeves and they got to work. And he's right. They did do that. But you know what? Our parents' generation were not plagued with chronic disease. They were not plagued with obesity. In fact, back then, malnutrition was common. People were very lean and muscular. They were not obese. Obesity was such a unique situation that movie stars made careers out of it. Fatty Arbuckle and Laurel and Hardy, Fat and Skinny. I mean, they it was like so unique to be that fat. Where today, I could walk out my door and spit, and I could hit three fat people. So, when he talks about rallying the troops, and anybody who doesn't think that America is back is wrong. He is wrong. And here's why. This is plain and simple. We have challenges in front of us that require our population to be the most productive that it can be right now. But remember what I just said. The Center for Disease Control says that chronic disease is elevating. Every single year, it's growing more and more and more. Chronic disease leads to disabling people, impairing their ability to do things on a day-to-day basis, and simultaneously putting them into the healthcare system, which now costs money to manage these illnesses that could have been avoided in the first place. So, when you talk about saving this country and rolling up your sleeves and getting to work, guess what? The analogy I just used in an article this morning was, you know, what he wants people to do is he wants Americans to put their shoulder down and push this wagon to victory. Well, the problem is that half the team is in the wagon and the other half of the team is trying to push. We're not going to fix these problems. We're not going to fix anything if someone doesn't start talking about the truth about why people are getting ill in the first place. Okay? Nobody wants to talk about it because, let's face it, politicians don't want to destroy their relationships with large companies that donate lots of money to their campaigns. That's the fact. Number two, this American government subsidizes grains and crops that they need us to eat. They need us to eat those grains, crops, corn, soy, and all these things that they have backed financially, or they lose their investment. You think that they're going to come forth and say, you know what, we need to change the way, we got to stop eating all this grain, it's leading to obesity, we got to stop eating all these starches and stuff, and you know what, all that money that we invested in crops, we'll just lose that. No, they're not going to say that. They're not going to say that. So the government's message is going to be, keep eating what you're eating. We'll fix healthcare so that you can be sick and live sick, but it's not going to work because as more and more people get on that wagon, there is less and less people to push it. And this is what he is either ignoring or missing entirely. And I got to believe he's not missing it. I got to believe it was purposefully ignored last night not to address healthcare. I have to believe that. You can't have something that big, that insurmountable, that much of a challenge, the top line item on your budget, and not talk about it. Now, maybe he didn't want to talk about it because it's such a big problem and his job last night was to motivate people. Well, you know what? If you want to motivate people, tell them the truth, give them some direction, and tell them what they need to do to fix it. Tell people that the obese people in this country need help to become leaner and healthier so they don't drag us down this hill. That is what tough work is. That, you know, you got to deliver, the message. Don't shoot the messenger, but you got to deliver the message. If the message is the message, it's the truth, you have to do it. Healthcare in 1990 was $714 billion. In 2008 was $2.3 trillion. It's estimated to be $3 trillion this year. And that doesn't even take into account some of the private pay money that people are laying out on in their of their pockets who don't have insurance and aren't reporting these amounts of money when they go to a clinic and so on and so forth. I don't know how to get this message across to the people of this country, but if we don't start focusing on getting ourselves healthy as job number one, there is not going to be any job two, three, and four. We're not going to have it. We're not going to be able to do it. We're going to collapse under the weight of the financial distress created by the medical orthodoxy, which is driven by a greedy, parasitic pharmaceutical agenda whose only job is to let people, help people manage, I like that word, manage symptoms of diseases that are completely avoidable and in many, many cases reversible. Type 2 diabetes, in 95% of the cases where the pancreas is still functional, is completely reversible. It is not a disease. It is a condition. Okay? It is completely reversible. Just like a broken leg is. They don't say, oh, what happened to your leg? I got broken leg disease. No. It heals. Okay? It's a condition. It's like an injury. It goes away. Type 2 diabetes is something that can be reversed, not managed, reversed. Why would you want to manage something that could be reversed? It's like if you have something that's broken in your house, you have a choice. You can repair it completely and or every day pick it up off the floor for the rest of your life and put it back on the wall. Which is smarter? But there's a lot of money to be made in managing diseases. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to have an Army recruiter on, and we're going to talk about the challenges, because don't forget, President Obama paid a lot of respect to the military last night. But let's find out what's really going on in the military and how they're being affected by obesity and chronic disease. We'll be right back. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Take it back, take it back.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, we're going to have T.S. Wiley on. She's going to be talking about rhythmic hormone replacement therapy for both men and women. She is the author of Lights Out. It's a great book about the photo period, carbohydrate consumption, and sleep impairment. You know what I like about the military? You call somebody on the military in the military, and you get them on the phone. There's no screening process, none of that sort of stuff. I want to introduce Lee Elder. How you doing, Lee?
Hey, good morning, Carl.
Lee, tell my audience what your official title is in the Army.
I'm the public affairs officer for the U.S. Army Recruiting Battalion in Nashville, Tennessee.
All right, and we love Nashville. We're neighbors, so we're up in Louisville, Kentucky, and just a little bit north of Nashville. Okay, I called you with a second's notice and said, would you come on the air? And in the true form of the U.S. military, you were ready to do your thing. Let's go. There was none of this, we got to call you back and let me check and so on and so forth. So I want to get right to the subject at hand here, first of all.
Of course.
Okay. There is an obesity epidemic in this country, and it's threatening us on every level possible. But one that has not been discussed is our military side of this equation. Tell me, is the obesity epidemic affecting the recruiting process at this point in time?
Well, absolutely, Carl. For one thing, it's so widespread. I mean, one of our biggest challenges that we have to overcome in the field is that only 1 in 4 of 17 to 24 year olds are qualified to join the Army. And one of the leading culprits in making them unqualified is the fact that 1 in 5 of 12 to 19 year olds is obese. And that number is growing, and the experts tell us that it will increase to 1 in 4 by 2015.
Well, the CDC's official numbers is by the year 2030, 50% of this country will be obese. And now what people need to understand, and I want to point this out again, and I said it earlier in the show, but when we talk about obesity, you can't talk about obesity without talking about chronic disease. They go hand in hand. Obesity is just the outward manifestation of what's going on inside your body, which is chronic disease. And this is usually a result of insulin resistance, which leads to changes in the heart, changes in the liver, changes in the kidney, and all the systems of the body that are lumped into that term chronic disease. They follow in suit with the changes in obesity. So I just want to make sure that that the audience is clear on this. When we talk about obesity, we're talking about chronic disease. Now, does the military screen for chronic disease markers when someone steps in and wants to be recruited?
Well, Carl, what we do is we have an allowable weight depending on the applicant's height and their gender. As far as the internal workings, our applicants are given a thorough physical when they come in. But a young man or young woman being obese pretty well halts the process
right
before
there.
It begins.
Yeah, so you guys know there's no, you're not even going to waste much more time with them. Now, what was it back in the day? How long have you been in the military now, Lee?
Carl, I first joined the Army on December 30th, 1983, and I've been in affiliated with the Army in one capacity or other since then, both as a soldier and a Department of the Army civilian.
Okay, so this 1 in 4 17 to 25-year-olds who now are unqualified, is it 1 in 4 that are qualified or unqualified, you said?
Only 1 in 4 that are qualified.
Okay, so these three other, what were the statistics back in the day when you first joined the military?
I don't have the exact numbers, but it's gotten steadily worse. Of course, obesity is just one of the factors. Of course, we have a large high school dropout rate. We have a lot of young men and young women who have criminal records. There are problems with medication that a lot of doctors prescribe that make young men and women ineligible for the Army. And then, of course, we're also very selective about kids who sign up and have tattoos as well. So
okay, well, interesting. Now that you invoked the medication thing, you know, the style of pharmaceutical agenda today is reaching deeper and deeper into younger and younger ages and getting children on medications. You've got statin drugs being prescribed for 9, 10, 11-year-olds now. You've got so many kids on ADHD-type drugs and hypnotics and so on and so forth. I didn't even think about that, but that is also a byproduct of what is going on in the lack of health in our population today. It's just amazing. I didn't even think about that until you mentioned that. Now, do you ever try, when you get a person who is obese, do you ever say to them, look, go home, drop 30 pounds, come back, and let's talk again?
Absolutely. We try to encourage young people to live healthy lifestyles. I've had recruiters work with young men and women, and they've helped them lose 70, 80, even in one case, 100 pounds.
And so if you had to throw a dart at it, what percentage of the people who don't get in because of obesity come back and have lost that weight?
Unfortunately, it's pretty rare.
Yeah.
As somebody, I've packed on a few pounds over the years, and my doctor's on me to lose weight, and I know what a difficult task it is.
Right.
It's not easy, but it's very, very rewarding when you see young people who've lost the weight to not only get them in the Army, but to set them on a healthy lifestyle for the rest of their life.
Okay, last question I want to ask you. Is there any rumblings that you're hearing from above that is saying, look, you know what, we don't have any control over the obesity thing, but it's getting scary now. We're really starting to thin the potential universe of enlisted personnel. What's going to be done about this?
Well, what we're trying to do, obviously, our recruiters, they work really hard to motivate young men and women to get qualified for the military and to stay qualified. And we hope that, again, this motivation will help them to lose weight and to live healthier lifestyles.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously, once you're in there, you've got to, because now
Absolutely.
you're a warrior, and you have, you know, you have to, your body is your weapon. And if you don't stay in good shape and you don't stay lean and you don't stay agile and so on and so forth, you're putting yourself and others around you at risk. So it's once they get in the door, I'm sure that you guys keep them in good shape until they get home again.
Right. So, we do.
Yeah.
We do.
Listen, Lee, you've answered the questions that I was looking for. I want to thank you for coming on the show so quickly. And I'll call you after the show and tell you how you can listen to your interview if you want to pass it around to anybody. Okay.
Certainly, and I'd ask your listeners that if they are considering joining the Army to check us out online at www.goarmy.com or stop by their newest recruiting station. Our recruiters are always willing to talk to young men and to to parents and see what we can do to help.
Can you take a soon to be 54-year-old guy with a 500-pound deadlift and a 400-pound squat?
That would be a challenge, but come by and say hi anyway.
Okay. Lee, thanks a million for being on the show today.
All right, Carl. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. So there you have it. Okay. So, I mean, this obesity epidemic is affecting even the military now. And last night, President Obama, rightfully so, was commending the military, but yet again, not addressing obesity and chronic disease under the guise of discussing the healthcare issue, in my humble opinion, was derelict, complete derelict of duty as the commander in chief, and not being honest with the people of America. Would you want to be on the Titanic and have the captain going, after he knows he hit the iceberg, going, hey, things are great. There's going to be a party in, you know, on deck number 7, and we're looking forward to getting to our destination, and this is going to be a fun ride. Everybody enjoy it. Don't mind the boat tilting a little bit. It does that once in a while. Would you want that message, or would you want the captain saying, oh man, we just hit an iceberg. Everybody off the ship. I would want the truth. I wouldn't want some candy coated story about, America is back. We're back. And anybody who disagrees with that message is wrong. You tell them they're wrong. We're not wrong, President Obama. And I can't believe that your heart was in that statement last night. I understand it's your duty to rally the troops. But part of being the commander in chief is making sure that the troops are healthy and strong. Otherwise, you can't fight the battle if all of your troops are weak and dying. You ask any commander on a battlefield if he could win a battle while every man had to carry another man. So let's say he had 100 soldiers, 50 of them are going to be fighting, and the other 50 are going to be on the backs of the 50 that are fighting. And you ask that commander, can you win this war? And he'll say, hell no. I can't win a war while half of my troops are carrying the other half. That is exactly what is happening to this country. Every time somebody follows a Paula Deen type of an approach where they go, you know, I'm going to live my life happy. I'm just going to keep eating crap food, not exercising, and doing the things that I do that got me here in the first place because I want to just live my life happy. Every time somebody does one of those Paula Deen-esque moves, they get on one of the healthy people in this country's back. Because we are paying for their health care. And it's going to get worse. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
How y'all feel out there?
Oh, yeah. All right. All right. All right. Check this out.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX
X from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay. Want to take issue with just a couple more things that was said last night during the 2012 State of the Union Address that have specifically to do with the mission of this show. And the mission of this show is to educate people on how to navigate around age-related chronic disease, live longer, live stronger. Okay, but you can't do that when the government is getting in your way, making it difficult for you to live this way. So the first thing I want to talk about is the assertion that a lot is being done to lower taxes so that more jobs come back to the United States. Okay, it's not just taxes that made companies run out of here and build offshore. It's a few things. It was taxes, sure, but also it was the wage that they could get abroad, which that has changed now, interestingly enough. I mean, it's getting more and more expensive to work abroad because these countries are realizing that their people are being exploited, and now they're saying to these companies, you know, you have to pay them more. But there's a third issue here, and that is the cost to employers to provide health care for their employees. You know, everybody wants health care. Everybody assumes they're going to get sick. That's the other thing that's wrong with this country right now. There's just an assumption that everybody's going to get sick. It's like, oh, yeah, eventually I'm going to develop some chronic disease. I probably have cancer now or a blocked artery. I just don't know about it. This assumption comes from the brainwashing by the medical orthodoxy, the bombardment from the pharmaceutical companies, and the idea supporting these big agricultural companies that are feeding us crap and bringing on this disease. Not to mention the processed foods as well. But this notion that bringing jobs back to the United States is as simple as giving a tax deduction is nonsense. These companies pay way more money in insuring their people than they pay in taxes quite often. So what is being done about lowering the cost of insurance? Well, nothing. Insurance is a big business. They make profits at that. They're not doing that to be benevolent. Oh, we're giving you, if you pay $500-$700 a month for your family to be insured, you can bet that they're profiting on that. Okay? So that's big business. Nobody wants to take that away. And surely the government doesn't want to get in the way of insurers. So they're going to let them do what they do. But the reality is that if less people develop chronic disease, and insurance was not used as often by the average person, insurance rates would drop. And then it would be more advantageous for employers because they could afford health insurance like they did back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s before it went haywire like it is today. So once again, President Obama's assertion that he's going to bring jobs back to the United States by just simply doing something about taxes is missing. It's a one-leg proposition. He also needs to do something about health care. And the other thing that he mentioned that I have issue with is he talked about exploiting to a greater degree the availability of natural gas, which I'm all for. That's not the issue. But the issue is, and he threw in there, because the detractors say, look, you know what? These companies that come in and drill, they destroy the property. They pour chemicals that seep into the land and into the watershed, and they make a toxic dump that, you know, has to be cleaned up, and it costs taxpayers millions of dollars, blah, blah, blah. So he said, we're going to find ways to exploit natural gas better, and he's going to make these companies responsible and adhere to and report the chemicals that they use in the process. Well, we know that's not true. If that was true, he would have gotten Monsanto and all these other companies to label genetically modified foods, because that was a campaign promise. It came out of his flipping mouth. He said, I'm going to have genetically modified food labeled because American people deserve to know if their food has been genetically modified. He said that. No one has ever called him on it. So if he can say that and then walk away from that promise, what makes you think he's going to hold the companies who are producing natural gas to their feet to the fire when they start poisoning local wells and the carcinogens are pouring into watersheds and they're using these chemicals that are killing the local animals and so on? He's not going to do anything about it. Because if he could, he would have got Monsanto to start labeling GMO foods. They would have done it already. It would have been done. So that comes back to the issue of believability of politicians today. It's not just President Obama. It's all of them. There's no politician out there that can truthfully keep a single promise they make, because everything is hinged on other people cooperating. And you can't get cooperation in Washington, D.C., period. End of story. You cannot. So making these promises is just tantamount to lying to the American people. And when are the American people going to get mad about that? When are we going to start saying to politicians, you know what? If the guy up the street lies to me in an advertisement, he says that he's selling me something and it turns out not to be what it is, there's ways I can go after him and use truth in advertising laws to punish him and fine him and even put him in jail if he does it often enough. When are we going to start holding politicians to the same truth in advertising? They are advertising. When they make a promise to get an election, to get elected, they are making an offer, and consideration is our vote. So they're making an offer in consideration of receiving something. Just the same way that I would say, I'll sell you this Rolex wristwatch for $8,000, and you find out it's a fake, you can take me and hang me upside down. You can call authorities on me. You can say that it's fraud and so on and so forth, because you paid me for that. Well, we are paying with our votes. When are we going to be able to start holding politicians feet to the fire for the promises that they make in order to get elected? That is critical here. It's critical. Anyway, okay. Obviously, nothing was said about healthcare yesterday, and it'll be interesting to see in the mainstream media if anybody else picks up on this besides me. I'm sure there will be. I'm not that intelligent. But it's shocking to me that President Obama did not discuss healthcare, and more importantly, why people are getting sick in the first place, as one of the remedies to healthcare. There's a big challenge right now to reduce expenditures in Medicare and Medicaid. Well, one of the ways to reduce expenditures, aside from trying to beat up companies' prices to get better prices for services and drugs and so on, another way is to have fewer people get sick in the first place. Why is it just assumed that illness is part of our landscape today, that we're going to get it. Why? It wasn't for our great-grandparents. What happened over the past 100 years? 100 years ago, your great-great-grandfather didn't go to work thinking, boy, I hope I don't get high cholesterol. I hope I don't have a heart attack. I wonder if I've got plaque building up in my arteries. Gee, I hope I don't get diabetes. I better pray tonight that I don't get sick. I hope I don't develop dementia and end up in a nurse. They didn't think about that. They didn't think about it because it didn't exist. You have to ask yourself why it didn't exist and why it exists today. And what are you willing to do to change that? Because if you have to wait for the government, it's never going to change. If you want to change it, you got to change it yourself by voting with your dollars. So, okay. My rant is over. I say shame on President Obama, shame on all these politicians. The greatest resource in this country is its people. We are it. When they talk about how great this nation is nothing but dirt bordered by water. It is the people of this nation that give it its spirit and power. And we are being exploited and we are being misled. And it's time to get pissed off. Don't stand for any answers except the truth any further. All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we'll have T.S. Wiley on. We'll be right back. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even Angel Pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food, and Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My next guest is T.S. Wiley. She's authored two great books, one that we covered back in 2008 that I've gotten so many emails from people who have read it that said thank you, called Lights Out, Sleep, Sugar, and Survival. And also, the other book is Sex, Lies, and Menopause, The Shocking Truth About Synthetic Hormones and the Benefits of Natural Alternatives. Welcome back to the show, T.S.
Thank you.
A lot of people may not be aware of another fact, that you are the person who developed a form of rhythmic hormone replacement therapy for both men and women called the Wiley Protocol. Talk about, when did you develop that?
Well, I'm always N of one. That means I'm the test monkey.
Okay.
So about 12 years ago, maybe 15 now, time flies when you're having fun, I decided I wanted to take estrogen and progesterone, natural estrogen and progesterone. I wanted hormone replacement. And, of course, the question was, amidst all the fear-mongering about estrogen and cancer and whatever, right, how to do it. And the logic for me was, if 20-year-old women don't have heart disease, diabetes, cancer,
right,
Alzheimer's, osteoporosis, I could go on for days, that's how I wanted to take it. So I devised a dosing schedule in transdermal creams with those big Gaussian curves, estrogen rises and falls, and progesterone kicks in and rises and falls, called the Wiley Protocol. And those doses were standardized. I sat with women, 30 to 80 women a month for about 3.5 years, trying to figure out standardized dose modification for people who had any problems with it. Would we go up? Would we up the curve? Would we spread out the dose? Would we raise the peak? And we came up with about 5 tweaks to a normal template in a 20-year-old woman, which would fix everything. And it became the Wiley Protocol. Doctors called it that because they couldn't remember the doses. Because they change every 3 days.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, the doses, you know, in order to escalate and descend in a normal fashion, allowing for 72-hour steroid receptor rollover. So we change it, and we put it in, we build a receptor, we put it more in. That's about every 3 days the dose changes. So doctors called it the Wiley Protocol. So I trademarked the Wiley Protocol. Eventually, I patented the Wiley Protocol, which means I own everyone's menstrual cycle, kind of a personal best, you know. And then for men, it was obvious that they have a rhythm, but you can go to any endocrinology book, any textbook, anywhere, and the cycle I just described is very clear. They've looked at it for 50, 60 years, and all women have a cycle or some semblance of that one. There is no cycle for men.
Right.
All we know is every 8 days, something changes. And the drivers for men tend to be women, pheromonal, tend to be activity, sports, fighting, watching sports or fighting. So you can raise your own testosterone as a man about 70 points by watching a football game.
Cool.
Beating somebody up. Seeing beautiful women will do that for you too, hence pornography.
Right.
So I devised a schedule based on that 8-day cycle. I divided it into fours, and men and women who want to take the Wiley Protocol together, their cycles will overlay perfectly, certain sort of simpatico.
Cool.
Pheromonally, yeah. And men who aren't lucky enough to have a significant other, take it with the lunar cycle. And if it's a same-sex relationship, they take it with the lunar cycle. So I always try to find a way to anchor that human being to something real.
Right.
You know, the planet, day-night cycles, lunar cycles, right. Photoperiod effect.
Yeah, because the suprachiasmatic nuclei has been shown to actually not just regulate hormonal milieus, but also tune up receptors so that they have an affinity to the hormones. So we know that these rhythms are not just important for the pulsatile nature of the hormone, but also for the ability for the receptor to do its job.
Well, I like to say that when you stop spinning with the planet, you actually fall off. You know? And people argue, well, why'd you decide on that? And I just say, I have it on higher authority that this is how it works. Okay.
I like that. I like that a lot. Now, what challenges do women find, and we'll start with women and then and men, when they if they initially are started out with the Wiley protocol as their go-to HRT? Are there any things that they have to be prepared for as far as reaching these tweaks, so to speak?
Well, the reality is that if you come in perimenopause, that means anywhere from...
Are you still there? This is live radio at its best. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick it up with T.S. Wiley. She right at the perimenopause spot. We'll be right back. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385. And mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine.
When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product, bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Bradley's on the microphone with Ross MG. All people in the dance will agree that we're well qualified to represent the LBC. D and me and Louis Rayon run to the party. You dance to the rhythm, it gets harder. Me and my girl, we got this relationship. I love her so bad, but she treats me like a shit. Unlocked down like a penitentiary. She spreads her loving all over, and when she gets home, there's none left for me. Riley's on the microphone with Ross MG. All people in the dance will agree that we're well qualified to represent the LBC. Me and Louis, we gon' run to the party and dance till the rhythm it gets hot.
Biggie Smalls, try to kill us.
Jump with the dogs and jump back. Oh, now we in a van back. It's in your handbag, your knapsack, it's in your backpack. This melody your girlfriend can talk. Some boy not know this. I'm out to come around like tourists on the beach with a few black sodas. Bedtime stories, one pose like an name Chuck Norris. I don't know the real hardcore, cause sandals and a buck too. He talks them with the way them got to. I won't think twice to shot to. Don't make them spot to.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio, the beauty of live radio. Okay, we have T.S. Wiley back on the phone with us. Thank you for your patience. And when we dropped out there and lost you, you were talking about when women come in with perimenopause, the difficulty maybe getting them on the right levels of hormones?
Well, what we do is, and I am so sorry for that mix-up, the phone in my room just died.
No worries.
We don't have one size fits all. We have one size starts all.
Ah.
So when you're outside, when your feedback loop's inside from brain to ovary and back again start to fall off, you lose your receptors. We have to put you back into the space of being a woman or being a man. So we all start at a basic dose. That dose then can be altered up or down slightly to make you you, because you're not the guy next to you and I'm not the woman next to me. So there are some minor tweaks that happen, but 70%, my pharmacies tell me, of the women who start the Wiley protocol just take it and they're fine.
They're fine, yeah.
They start to feel better almost immediately within 3-4 days and continue to feel better over the course of years. Some people take it and without receptors might have a hot flash they didn't have, or might have a headache they didn't have, or most people sleep better instantly. I'm trying to think of what the side effects are.
What about when someone has been on a static dose? You have a woman who's, let's say, postmenopausal. She's been on a static dose, and biased and progesterone and testosterone, and now she decides she wants to go over to the Wiley protocol. Is it difficulty transitioning?
No, not at all. It's almost like birth control pills. All that happens is you have to start on the next day one. So let's assume this woman is having cycles and she's on biased or any kind of static dosing. And what happens is if she's having periods, we start on the next day one. Most women who are on static dosing aren't.
Right.
So we use a lunar calendar and she'll start on the next day of the new moon.
Now, do women maintain if they've not become amenorrheic yet and they start on the Wiley protocol? Do they maintain their period throughout, or does it eventually stop?
Oh, my God, no. It'll go forever. We have women 96.
Really?
Buying feminine hygiene products, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. Now, another unique thing about the protocol, which I love about what you do, is that you actually have people apply the hormones in the area of the body closest to where those glands actually reside. Like for women, they put the cream on their lower abdomen, right?
Well, that's testosterone. Testosterone can be put over the ovaries. But what was, I guess, intuitive to me and what turns out to be FDA approved is using one arm for estrogen and one arm for progesterone. Otherwise, with men, DHEA, for example, goes on the lower back because it would be secreted by adrenals there or inside the crease in the leg because the femoral artery is there and that's close to the testicle.
Right.
So it's made sense to me that if you were going to put some on and have it immediately absorbed, it should be absorbed in the spot where it would have been secreted.
Well, also, I'm of the mind that the tissue closest to the gland becomes more dependent on higher levels of some of these hormones, especially in the area of like what we're talking about, ductless glands, like a thyroid. I've always wondered why they didn't have a thyroid cream that you rub on the base of your neck, because we know that the thyroid hormone, while it's picked up in peripheral tissue and circulated through the body, it has its greatest effect on the heart and the brain closest to it. And so it made perfect sense when I heard that about your approach. I thought, well
that's
really
good. We have a thyroid cream that goes on your neck.
Do you really?
And, oh, sure.
That's
well,
great.
It's a rhythm in inverse proportion to the estrogen rhythm, because that's how it happens in the body. You know, when FSH or LH are up, so is TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. So we have an inverse curve for those gonadotropins, and the thyroid goes right at the base of your neck, and what happens is people with nodules see them disappear in about 6 weeks.
Really?
Now, yeah.
Men are thought to be a lot simpler than women.
My God, no.
But do men, I mean, if you, in today's day and age, they give a guy a testosterone cream to say, okay, you're all done, but I have a feeling that there's a lot of other hormones like progesterone and so on that just kind of disappear as well. What do you do with men?
Well, the deal with men is the endogenous feedback loops, the ones in their bodies. We call it an HPO axis in women or an HPT axis in men or G. It means your hypothalamic pituitary axis with full of feedback loops. Expect a response from the sex organ.
Right.
So it's an ovary or it's testicles. And with men, 70% of their testosterone is adrenal. So that biggest clock in your body, that mainspring, as it winds down, is what runs out first. You don't really run out of gonadotestosterone at the time. You start to run out just because you're aging. So men are far more complicated because, as I said, you can't go to a book and find a rhythm for them. You can find cross species, I mean, I look at naked mole rats, I look at fish, I look at whatever, that it's highest in the fall and lowest in the spring because, you know, you want to get one more bun in the oven. And,
yeah.
And while pregnancy is going on and then, of course, birth in the spring, it drops so that you won't eat the offspring. You go into nest guarding or mate guarding, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we have a circannual rhythm around the sun. We have, you know, to find a monthly rhythm or a daily rhythm was the hard part. And men have drivers, those drivers being magnetism from different wedges of the sun as it faces us. I mean, that's why men, like birds, have more magnetite. It's androgen-driven in their heads, and you won't ask for directions.
Yeah.
You guys think you know where you're going because
ask for directions constantly, so I must not have much magnetite in my head then.
Well, either that, your androgens are falling, or you're just smarter. But most men think they know where they're going because if their territory were 5 miles, they would. You know,
yeah.
They could follow the ley lines of magnetism on the earth.
Right.
And you can't anymore. There's too much. It's also too much interference. You walk past the television, and if you could see yourself, you know, you'd look scrambled.
Right.
You'd look fuzzy.
And
iPhones, and, you know, I mean, there's so much that would interfere with your navigational system at this point.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Do you still have challenges explaining to women the benefits of natural forms of hormones in HRT because of the damage that the Women's Initiative, and every now and then they leak something else out that is counterproductive to? I mean, your logic is my logic. I've always said the same thing. If estrogen caused cancers, 20-year-old women would have every cancer in the world. You know what I mean? It's like,
right.
If these hormones cause these diseases, we get them when they're highest in our body, and clearly they don't. They're corollary, they're not causative. Do you still have to, there's still like convincing that needs to be done, or is that changing?
Well, sure, because you've got to remember the entire medical profession of the standard of care, connected to Big Pharma and the FDA in this country, works on the premise of CYA, you know, cover your ass. So I am freer to express my opinion and or have one because I don't belong to anybody's club.
Right.
You know, they can't drum me out of the club.
Right.
And the party line for the club is still that estrogen can cause cancer, when in fact the only thing the Women's Health Initiative looked at was a drug with estrogen and progesterone-like effects. It was actually progestins. And they did it on 65-year-old women who were already toast. And they didn't prove anything except that Premarin alone is beneficial for heart disease and breast cancer. They never discussed the fact that everybody dropped dead because the progestins across something called vascular endothelial growth factor caused heart attacks and strokes. So, you know, they're aware that the study was pretty much bogus. Their gold standard has been tarnished. But, you know, the only place they went with that was, well, we'll give you lower dose Prem Pro. You know?
Right.
They didn't really come up with anything meaningful.
Right, right. And really, aside from the fact that these forms of hormone are not natural to our body, the second challenge is that quite often they are methylated or alkylated to avoid first pass liver degradation, and that in and of itself is where a lot of the thrombosis and so on comes from, by the changes in the liver landscape. Isn't that correct?
Yes, those were oral hormones.
Right.
And
right.
As we like to tell women, never swallow.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going anywhere near that one.
People remember, what can I tell you, lewd metaphor, filthy language, they'll remember. But you never swallow a hormone. Oral ingestion causes first pass through the liver to metabolize it into very strange things. Also, the liver is an important site of clearance for the body because the liver makes all these enzymes. So the velocity and amplitude at which the liver is approached by hormones in the bloodstream create the menu for the enzymes that are secreted.
Right.
So if you want estrogen to come in and go out normally, it has to come in normally.
Right.
And it's not normal to eat it, and it's not normal to, you know, do all those things.
Yeah, and so. No, I agree 100%. I want to take our next commercial break, and when we come back, I actually have a listener question, and I also have some discussion I'd like to have with you about physicians who listen to the show, clinicians who listen to the show, and how they can become Wiley Protocol certified. We're talking.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, we're talking today with T.S. Wiley. If you want to learn more about her during the break, you can go to the website, thewileyprotocol.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. A party over there, wave your hands in the air, shake the dairy, yeah. These three words mean you're getting busy. Whoop, there it is. Whoop, there it is. Your goals, longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram.
Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1, LONGR3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with T.S. Wiley, founder of the Wiley Protocol. You can go to thewileyprotocol.com, and Wiley is spelled W-I-L-E-Y. protocol.com to learn more. We've got a couple questions from listeners that are coming in on Facebook. The first one asks, apparently she has been on progesterone-only birth control pills for many, many years now, and she's asking if you feel that there's any risk with that type of a situation.
Well, the risk with that type of situation is there are no birth control pills that are actually real progesterone. They're progestins. And all of those have a clipped molecule that, if it fits in a progesterone receptor, would fit very strangely. Most of them fit in androgen receptors, honestly. And you could not use progesterone without an estrogen primer. Estrogen at its peak on day 12 makes the progesterone receptor. So no peak, no pop, no progesterone in a normal young woman. And even if you're trying to make these feedback loops from the outside, without the estrogen primer to create a progesterone receptor, nothing's happening in the way that you think it might. In terms of birth control, by pushing androgens and wiping out your cycle, I guess you would not ovulate, and that alone is dangerous.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, biology is destiny. And if you're in a woman's body, maybe next time you get to be a guy. This time you were supposed to have babies, you know, and you can't breastfeed babies you didn't have. And when it comes to breasts, it's going to use them or lose them.
Yeah, okay. All right, this next question is a little lengthy. I have a woman who apparently has lost her period about 7 months ago. She was put on a static dose of what looks like estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone, and she has terrible hot flashes every hour, on the hour at night. And she's wondering if your protocol may help her in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, of course. what she's taking is a cocktail of things that are canceling each other out in a static dose, and receptors can't respond since you did not evolve for something like that. So they're just fluctuating, and that's the hot flashes all night long. So by bringing in hormones in a way that the body evolved to accept them, those receptors, you know, it's like rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. Those receptors rearrange themselves and can accept the hormone and stop fluctuating. And then those vasomotor symptoms, which is what a hot flash is,
right,
stop.
Interesting. How does someone find a physician who is using the Wiley protocol? And the reason I ask this is because I have a good friend who went on hormone replacement therapy a couple years ago, and I told her, you know, talk to your physician about the Wiley protocol. And she came back and said that her physician said, you're better off with a static dose. And I said, I hardly believe that, because the Wiley protocol is a more natural rhythm. But why are doctors so afraid, or why do they is it too complicated? They can't do the math in their heads? What is it?
Well, I was going to say endocrinology is hard. We like to say that. So giving somebody a static dose of bioidentical hormones that mimic what's in PremPro or Premarin and Depo-Provera is the standard of care. Now, the problem with that is we know that kills people. That's why they had to stop the Women's Health Initiative. And if you assume it might not have been the molecule but the dosing schedule, it's even more terrifying. Most doctors who have been groomed for decades now by the pharmaceutical companies to give you one pill a day or two pills three times a day or whatever, find the idea of the Wiley protocol daunting. But the reality is it's all on the back of the package. Women seem to be able to follow it. It's three lines or four lines twice a day or whatever. And we do it in lines, kind of an homage to the 70s. What that means is we have syringes that are oral syringes that have a cap on the bottom, no
right.
needle. And they're full of cream, and they have 30 tiny lines. Now, on the back of every package, it says days, one to whatever, how many tiny lines, morning and night. You squirt it on one arm, squirt the opposite hormone on the other, and we're done. It's like hand lotion. So it is not difficult for the patient. The doctor can just call in my name, the Wiley protocol, because that's how it got called out. The doctors couldn't remember the doses. So,
right.
You know, it's not hard. There's a 375-page clinical practice guidelines manual for standardized dose adjustment, which they can get, you know, from going to the doctor's website. They can also come to us. I teach a seminar four to six times a year called 2 Days Back on Earth at a planetarium in California.
Why is it called 2 Days Back on Earth?
Because you need to be tied to this earth. It's like cut flowers. If you cut flowers, they last X amount of time.
Right, I got you.
If they're perennials and they keep reblooming, keep coming back, they're part of
right.
what's going on here on this planet. So I try to make the doctors understand through an hour-long planetarium show and then 2 days' worth of theory and clinical cases what you can do with hormones, which are substances of great power and magnitude, to restore people back to quality of life, health, what it does. You know, I mean, I've worked with an oncologist for 12 years because the 800-pound gorilla in the room is cancer.
Right.
So the first thing I did was find someone who would give this to cancer patients, and we've watched. And now our study, which is way over 5 years old, going on 10, has dramatic results. And in this group of patients, post-standard, you know, standard of care, post-diagnosis, post-standard of care treatment, which is, you know, adjuvant therapies, tamoxifen, radiation,
right,
chemotherapy,
right.
surgery. In those patients who have nothing left, who have taken the Wiley protocol, you would expect in that population a recurrence rate of 1 in 10. And since there are 112 women in our study, we should have had 10 or 11
right.
people recur, and we've had 4.5. So we've done 60% better, almost, than taking away all their hormones by giving them high circulating levels of natural hormones.
I got to ask you about the half. Is that because you took 100, you had 112 participants?
No, no. The half is because that patient was not well staged, so we can't really say. Right? We had 4.5 recurrences. Whether that recurrence was a legitimate recurrence or it was already there. That's why we call it a half.
I have to believe that estrogen it has a chemopreventive effect to it from the standpoint of the fact that apoptotic changes are closely linked to inflammation, and estradiol has been shown to activate a fibroblast activation factor on the cell, which is a powerful anti-inflammatory response to an assault. I have to believe that if people would be open to learning something new, they'd find out that estradiol probably has some chemopreventive value to it.
Well, it certainly does in many ways. The way you're describing as an anti-inflammatory is vital. But there's just the very simple fact that on day 12, if you reach between 350 and 550 picograms in a deciliter of blood, which is the normal range for someone 20 on day 12, 20 years old, you hit G1 arrest. Everything stops growing. Everything that was growing for 6 days stops growing. And then we drop down, and progesterone kicks in, and the real apoptotic effect of sculpting or cell suicide, things go away that shouldn't be there, happens because progesterone, again, on day 12, made a progesterone. I'm sorry, estrogen on day 12 made a progesterone receptor. And if progesterone can fit in its own receptor, then everything is sculpted back to the normal template. So there, things grow to die and die to grow. Your bones, for example, our osteoporosis results in the cancer study, we watched for that too. Osteopenia is gone in 7 months. Frank osteoporosis in 18 months because bones have to grow to die and die to grow because they're alive. You can't just block estrogen and say, now they're not. You're not going to have osteoporosis. You're going to have petrified wood. You're going to have microfractures. You're going to have a mess. Get dead bone. Okay?
Yeah.
So estrogen controls 9,000 gene products. The protein that becomes a progesterone receptor is just one of them. I published a paper this month on the physics of breast cancer with a physicist from Los Alamos. And some physics journal, I think it's AIP, put out a call for physics of breast cancer papers. And Jason looked at me and said, you don't see that. Let's do it. So we wrote it up in like a week and got accepted. So it should be published any minute
wow,
now. They're doing
that's
a special
cool.
issue. Well, the point was the two Gaussian curves that are estrogen and then progesterone have a mathematical formula. And it's very clear when you do the math that as you lose the estrogen curve, you've got to lose progesterone curve. But on your way down that slippery slope, the velocity again of approach and amplitude and pulsatility or frequency of the wave makes a progesterone receptor happen that is not an alpha, progesterone receptor alpha. It's an isoform. And unfortunately, that isoform, having a positive and negative end to the protein chain that's a receptor, can be any shape. And the shape it takes as your estrogen falls is one that means that when progesterone fits in it, you know, like your friend on progesterone
right,
only,
right.
acts as low chronic estrogen and is proliferative. Because the whole body is geared to getting estrogen back.
Right.
You know, if you don't have the right, if you don't have no progesterone receptors and you take it, progesterone will go down a glucocorticoid pathway and fit the cortisol receptor because cortisol frees up estrogen from something called SHBG.
Right.
So your body's always trying to get estrogen back.
I didn't know that. Does cortisol have that effect for all sex hormones on SHBG?
Estrogen, testosterone, and T3.
Really? That's amazing. I didn't know that.
SHBG controls estrogen and androgens, testosterone, but there's TBG, thyroid-binding globulin.
Right.
CBG, corticotropin-binding globulin. So, yes, those binding globulins are let go. You have a cortisol peak, let's say one before you wake up, and then the one when you wake up, hence morning wood, in men, and you've released testosterone in your case, or estrogen in mine,
right.
and some thyroid to go with it. You're also mobilizing blood sugar simultaneously.
Right.
That mobilization of blood sugar by cortisol calls for insulin. And insulin and its own receptor will make you an estrogen receptor, an androgen receptor, a thyroid receptor. So all of this is happening simultaneously, and the hormones are hitting their receptors. And what's left over that there weren't enough receptors for is then bound at the bottom of this cortisol pulse. What goes up comes down.
Right.
And at the bottom, you get all those binding globulins holding it till the next minute. You know, you have four of those pulses in a day.
Right.
And we do this over and over again till we go to sleep, and then those pulses are replaced with melatonin and HGH and prolactin.
Right. Right.
Okay.
I have two final questions for you, and I want to thank you very much for making yourself available, because I know you're busy. You're always lecturing and so on and so forth.
Well, I was coming back from somewhere. That's how we ended up in this hotel.
No, this worked
I
out great.
I stopped to get a landline, and then the landline died.
No, this is great. This is great. Do you find a women discouraged because they want to get rid of their periods? They think, well, I'm going to go through menopause, and if I go on a static dose, I don't have a period anymore, and now I'm going to have to keep having a period.
No, the only women who seem to be reluctant to go back to menstruating haven't done it in 20 years, or have recently stopped, and it was so awful. They had 10 to 6. I mean, our friend Suzanne Summers, you know, ended up with a hysterectomy because on the stuff that Dr. Schwartzbein gave her, she would bleed constantly.
Right.
It was an oral static dose, and she, you know, said, why is this happening? Can't we control it? And the good doctor said, no, women are happier without their uteruses.
Oh.
Or she would have never had a history.
I wonder
if
he would be happier without his testicles.
well, that's actually a woman. We're not even going to discuss.
Oh, my God, woman?
Yeah. We're not even going to discuss what kind of...
That sounded like one of those insensitive menopause statements made by a male doctor. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you'd think so, wouldn't you? Well, there you go. No, we're all in this alone, as I tell women. Don't count on anybody. But the reality is most of them remember it as being something they had to take surgical measures to stop, or they had to, you know, it was so awful, the cramps and the misery.
Yeah, yeah.
And when we show them that, you know, you're only going to have a period that, frankly, I create, so that means it's going to be 4 or 5 days long. It's going to have one heavy day, two or three, because the uterus sheds in quadrants, you know, the top.
Right, right.
And then two sides make it a little heavier, and then the bottom. And nothing goes beyond 4 or 5 days. There are no cramps. We get the progesterone right. You're vascularized. You don't have to cramp to get rid of it. No
I clot. Love it. And you know what? It just doesn't make sense why anyone is not doing this. Before we tell people how they can become certified in the Wiley Protocol, when women return their periods, do they also become fertile?
No.
Oh,
that
good.
Ship has sailed.
Okay, good.
What happens is, train has left the station.
Yeah.
No, what happens is we're making the feedback loops from the outside.
Okay.
And that means that ovaries, if they still have not been robbed and they have their ovaries, go quiescent, which
right.
means they're night-night.
Right.
That, you know, that's not the plan. The plan is that, you know, just the same way men fear testicle shrinkage or atrophy, your ovaries get tiny and small and go to sleep when they're not used.
Right.
And they're not used because we're making it from the outside.
Right, right. And I've talked about this openly on my show. I went on hormone replacement therapy in October of 2007. Unfortunately for me, I am on injectable. And I inject myself, but I have suffered through the testicular shrinkage, and I can be honest and say I really don't miss them that much.
Well, as my husband likes to say, it makes your penis look bigger.
Yes, exactly. One of the benefits of it. Thank you.
Yes.
Tell your husband I'm with him.
Well, the shots are, you know, interestingly enough, androgel is probably the worst.
Yeah.
It's an everyday static dose. Shots are not in any way normal, but they are a rhythm because
right.
you don't do it every day.
Right.
So somehow that's a little bit safer than the everyday androgel or pills
yes.
or whatever. Yeah, I still think that. Here's the problem. Androgen resistance, you know, the receptor becoming numb.
Right.
Is the problem with an everyday dose.
Yes.
And I created a rhythmic dosing schedule that I thought related to things in nature and certainly works for men. But what we get, interestingly enough, and it's been a few years now, so we've like got a reasonable amount of data, we get all conversion to DHT and very little to estrogen, which is what you want.
Right.
DHT is the progesterone of the men's cycle. You have testosterone and DHT. We have estrogen and progesterone. The DHT in you is osteoblastic, builds bones, remyelinates neurons through Schwann cells, controls certainly libido, and is an anti-cancer effect in high doses. So we want to see all that conversion to DHT, and we do. So in that case, I must have gotten something right.
Absolutely. That. Now, for people who are listening, whether they be pharmacists, I guess, how does someone become certified? And is there a different certification for a physician versus a pharmacist?
If a pharmacy would like to join our consortium of Wiley Protocol pharmacies, all they have to do is go to the helpline on the WileyProtocol.com. And my daughter, Zoe, actually, will call you back. And you would have a contract that says quite simply that you must be trained by us to make it. Not that you don't know how to make hormones, but we all make them exactly the same way. We use all the raw materials from the same source, and we use all the machines set on all the same settings, and you must allow me to test it quarterly for potency. And you buy packaging, obviously. That's the only way I make any money. You buy empty packaging with my intellectual property embedded, because that's how I end up at A4M or ACAM, and I can pay for a booth and get you some more doctors as a pharmacist.
Right.
So you have more clients. And that's easy. It's a one-year contract. You know, it's not for the rest of your life. You open with an opening order of packaging, and you don't order any more until you use it up.
Right.
I will train doctors for you. If you can't find three to train, I will find you three to train.
It sounds like it starts with the pharmacist. The pharmacist kind of seeds the market, and then we find doctors to start prescribing.
Well, yeah. I go out and shake hands and kiss babies and beg doctors to give people hormones, and doctors who want to be trained, I make sure that they are connected to one of our pharmacies so we know what they're prescribing and they have a support group. On the doctor's website, there's an oncologist to talk to, a gynecologist, a naturopath, we have one of everything. So whatever your specialty is, you have support in people who've used the Wiley Protocol, because it pretty much fixes everything, frankly. And we have doctors who are happy to help you. I teach, as I said, 50 at a time in the planetarium in Glendale, California at the moment, but we'll be doing one in North Carolina in September. We may be doing one in San Francisco in May, and we train as many doctors as we can get in there, and they have a little mark by their name. On the website, there's Find a Physician. And there are about 375 across the nation, actually around the world. We have pharmacies in Australia and Kuala Lumpur and Brussels and Greece. And so around the world you can find more. But you find yourself a doctor, and if you're not happy with that doctor, you let us know. Again, there's a helpline. We want to know if there's a bait and switch, if a doctor says he's going to give it to you.
Yeah, because you know what? I'm looking at Kentucky, and if that was a sneeze, God bless you. I'm looking at Kentucky right now, and I have a friend who went to this, one of the doctors that's listed for Louisville, Kentucky, and he just put her on straight testosterone cream.
There you go.
Else.
That's called a bait and switch. If someone reports that, we call the doctor and say, this happened. What do you have to say for yourself? And if they can't give us a decent reason, or they are arrogant, or they don't return the money to the person who thought they were going to get the Wiley Protocol, we take
No. He didn't offer the Wiley Protocol, is what I'm saying. He didn't offer it. In fact,
I told her
to ask about it, in fact, and he just put her on straight testosterone cream.
Right, then he should never have been on my website.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Website
is to promote doctors who are willing to be part of the project.
Right.
We have other studies going. Besides the cancer study, we have one for safety and efficacy at the University of Texas in Tyler, and doctors can enroll their patients. So we are very interested in staying a group that is focused toward the goal of seeing if this works or not. So that those doctors should not be on my website unless they're willing to offer a patient the Wiley Protocol.
Okay, and that makes perfect sense. I don't know why anybody wouldn't do it personally. Look, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
You're welcome.
I want people to go to the Wiley Protocol. GLCTheHealthGuru.com. Find yourself a physician there. If you can't find the physician, go to your pharmacist that's currently filling your static HRT dose and say, I want the Wiley protocol. Here's where you can become certified to prescribe it for me. And let's help spread the word about this natural, we use the word natural incorrectly. This is really the natural rhythm of hormones. This is the right way to do it.
We call it biomimetic because it mimics your own biology.
I like that. I like that
completely.
A lot. I like that.
And we also, if you can't get your pharmacist or your doctor to budge, go to the help app, the Wiley Protocol, and we have Hook Up a Sister, Hook Up a Brother program. We'll go find you, doctor.
I like that.
We'll
like
help
that
you do it.
Listen, T.S., thanks so much for being on Superhuman Radio today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks so much for being patient.
Oh, no.
With the technical difficulties.
I live with it. This is live radio. It's what we do, okay? Take care now.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Stay tuned. When we come back, I have to answer a listener's email about some of the things that I said during the first part of the show, and I want to take my time to do this properly. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo Progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback
feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just a little wrap-up on the first half of the show. My State of the Union, the State of the Union address from last night. I have an email from a listener who asked to be anonymous, and I always respect that. He said, "Hi, Carl. I'm listening to your State of the Union show. I'm enjoying it and appreciate your work. Would you consider emphasizing the positive when you speak about these large problems? You might emphasize the positive potential if changes are made, or look at the positive efforts in the community countervailing the negative trends. You might be planning on doing this today, on today's show. It's only 20 minutes into the show, and I'm emailing you while I have time." And I guess there is something to be said about that. I guess I shouldn't just rail and be negative about what's going on with healthcare. And perhaps I will look into having someone quantify what would happen if these problems were reduced. In fact, I think I already have a show that I did with the guy who runs A4M, because when President Obama was elected into office, they submitted a plan back then that was supposed to save billions of dollars if people were adopting anti-aging medicine because of its ability to stave off chronic and age-related disease. So your point is well taken. It is better to, when pointing out a problem, to point at solutions, and in this case, point at what the solutions would bring about. I think that it's easy to summarize and say that if we were able to wrangle in the poor quality food that the majority of Americans are eating that are leading to obesity and the ensuing chronic disease, I have to believe that you could cut the healthcare budget in half for those people who haven't already gone over the edge. And I would imagine over the course of 20 to 30 years, healthcare could go back to where it was in the early 1900s, when it wasn't existing, but the demand for health care could go back to where it was in the early 1900s. I'll try to find these numbers. I'll see if I can't have somebody on to speak a little bit more intelligently. I guess I speak more from a philosophical / emotionally driven standpoint about this stuff, because it really, really angers me. I feel like so many people out there just have one life to live, and they're being led down a road, unfortunately, and it angers me. It really, really does. It upsets me. So, but your point is well taken, and I will do a follow-up show, I promise you, to evaluate the changes that would occur. We are going to end the show now. I want to thank T.S. Wiley for coming on the show. If you have an interest in learning more about this biomimetic hormone replacement therapy, as she calls it, you can go to the Wiley, W-I-L-E-Y, protocol.com, and we'll see everybody tomorrow. Don't forget, tomorrow is an episode including the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy acquisition with Coach Wade Johnson and Rob Regish. And we have a second episode tomorrow. Second hour is going to have Professor Dr. Andro and Adelfo Cerame. We're going to be following up on Adelfo's progress as he readies himself to compete on stage. We'll see everybody tomorrow.